Welcome again to your regular encounter with God's Word on the Still Small Voice, broadcasting from our studio here in Lagos, Nigeria, West Africa. Today we want to discuss a very sensitive matter which I have titled, God's Provision for His Vision. Does God provide for His vision? When God gives a vision, is there a provision for it? And I think yes. Look at this story with me, a very unpopular story in Acts chapter 23. You find in verse 22, to the chief captain, then let the young man depart and charged him, saying, see that thou tellest no man that thou hast shown these things to me. Verse 23, and he called unto him two centurions, saying, make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200, and at the third hour of the night depart ye to Caesarea. Verse 24, and provide them beasts that they may set Paul on, and bring him safe unto Felix the governor. And he wrote a letter after this manner. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. Now you find here a man called Paul, and with the gospel content and the cause of the gospel burning in his mind, he was ready to preach the gospel anywhere, everywhere. And so he was arrested and brought into prison, and he was moving from different people, kings, captains, and the enemy was fighting to see that the gospel on his shoulders do not get to the ends of the earth. And so as the book of Acts comes towards the end, does he plan to end his life? But I want to see how God provided for the preservation of his word and his work in the life of Paul. Now, so the Bible says a group of 40 men and more, Jews, agreed and bounded themselves, and they agreed that they will never eat nor drink until they see that Paul is dead. You find that in verse 21. They yielded themselves and they connived that they would keep Paul, and they went into fasting, and that was almost becoming successful, only that Paul's nephew heard about it and went to the castle where Paul was in prison and told him the plan. Paul called the captain and told him the plan of the Jews to kill him. Now, when he did that, look at how God touched the heart of the chief captain. Look at verse 2. So the chief captains then let the young man depart. The young man went to tell the chief captain. And so the young man left. And the Bible says, verse 23, and the chief captain of the army, he sent for how many people? He sent for two centurions. The chief captain called two centurions. You know, a centurion in the military force control 100,000 people. 100. Not less than 100. And so, not 100,000, please. 100 people. A centurion controls 100 people. So, the chief captain called two centurions. I mean, two centurions that control, that would be how many? 200 people. 200 soldiers. He said to them, make 200 soldiers. Do you see now? 200 soldiers. Of course, don't forget that this is not the first centurion. Remember the first, the other centurion in Acts chapter 10, the centurion. Okay. Now, so Paul was carrying the gospel, and the gospel was to be terminated in Acts chapter 23. These 40 Jews had agreed to kill Paul. And you know, killing Paul means killing the ministry, killing all that God was going to do. It means killing, this is the book of Acts, there will be no book of Romans. All the 12-13 epistles that Paul wrote were going to be killed by the vow of these 40 men. So it was a serious vow. It was a serious predicament. If they were very successful, just as they killed the cut off the head of James and they arrested Peter in Acts chapter 13, Acts chapter 12, if they were going to succeed to keep Paul here, then there will be no book of Romans. Then 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, the Bible will be an incomplete book. All that God planned to do was going to be violated, disregarded, and disrespected. But the Bible said the captain took two centurions, asked the two centurions to go and make ready 200 soldiers. Not just 200 soldiers, and that he should get ready 70 horsemen and 200 spear. Wow. All of these were the provision. Look at verse 24. And provided them with beasts that they may set Paul on and bring him safe unto Felix the governor. Hallelujah. And provide them beasts that they may set Paul on. Hallelujah. This is how God provides for his vision. The chief captains got 200 soldiers, two centurions, 70 beasts, 200 spears, and beasts to set Paul on. Ah, so as Paul sat on the... look at verse 24. And provide them beasts that they may set Paul on. Did you see the entourage? Did you see 200 soldiers? Did you see with two centurions? Did you see with 70 spearmen? Did you see with beasts? Beasts were like donkeys in large number, and they arranged and put Paul, look at the word set, and they set Paul on them. I was wondering how many beasts will Paul sit on. Did you see how dignified Paul sat on those beasts, those donkeys? Did you see the soldiers coming behind, 200 soldiers leading Paul? And why were they leading Paul? Not just for Paul's sake. God provided these virtues because of what Paul was carrying. What was he carrying? The gospel. The gospel is the most sensitive thing God will want to protect. God will do everything to protect the gospel. The peers, the Bible says, cast not your peers before swine. Paul was a bearer of the peers of revival, the peers of the good news. All the epistles, all the letters that Paul was going to write, they were all in his life. They were all in his spirit as he sat there. God was providing this not just for the preservation of Paul, but for the preservation of the vision of the gospel, the word of God that he carries. Praise God. So God can go to any extent, friends. I don't know what God has committed into your hands. Now, God went as far as touching the chief captain, who got two centurions, and commanded the two centurions to get 200 soldiers, 100 apiece, and they gathered them so that they can carry Paul with 70 spearmen ready for war, just to make sure that Paul do not die, just to make sure that the gospel was preserved. God, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have a hope and a joy here that God will do anything and everything to protect the gospel. God will do everything and anything to protect his vision in my life. Look at the provisions here. God does not need to stand up from his throne. He just touched the centurion, the chief captain. The chief captain got two centurions ready. 200 soldiers were ready to carry Paul. Oh Lord, may all the soldiers of protection I need, may everything we need to prosecute the gospel in our hands and in our day. Look at beasts there. They were beast. Paul sat on those beasts. Those beasts were like donkeys. They were axes. They were animals those days that bear burdens, that carry load. And this looks like cars and vehicles and jeeps. Hallelujah. He locks cars that God has been speaking to us about for several years now. Oh, hallelujah. This looked like helicopters. This looked like ships. Everything that will make the gospel to be on the wheel. Everything that moves the gospel to move faster. The beasts were going to be moving Paul faster and better. Hallelujah. And I'm beginning to command beasts. Every beast we need to move the work of God in our hands. All the centurions that we need. All the soldiers that we need. All the 70 spearmen that we need. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and he wrote a letter. So how many provisions did you see here? The man wrote a letter of protection, a letter of introduction, a letter to guide the journey. And these men were going to carry Paul. These beasts were going to carry the gospel that Paul is carrying. And the chief captain may not believe in the gospel, but he was going to sponsor the man that carried the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. He was going to release state facilities. Hallelujah. He was going to release government official properties, government soldiers, to carry Paul, to protect Paul. Lord, I pray this day that every resources that we need, every provision that must move the gospel in our hands to the hinterland, oh Lord, I command the Lagos State resources, oh Lord, to locate us, everything within the coffers of the government that must progress the gospel in our hands to the nations of the world, all the soldiers in Lagos State, in Nigeria, in Africa, all the military officers, all the paramilitary men, the police, in the name of Jesus, the doctors, the lawyers, in the name of Jesus, all the state properties, houses, in the name of Jesus, all the state hotels, all the state headquarters, the local government, everything that the state has, we deploy them, oh Lord, for the propagation of the gospel in our hands, in the name of Jesus, in the name of God, provided for Paul. Paul does not need to own a car, but he was driving cars. He was driving beast. Beast carried it, the Bible say, and they set him on. Look at the Bible say, and provide them beast that they may set Paul on. Lord, where are the beasts that must set the gospel in our hands on? There are beasts, so many of them. No namakas kele, kelaka ships. Oh Lord, helicopters, in the name of Jesus, aeroplanes, state houses, state government properties, we command them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, glorious Father. Friends, as we end this short session, I want you to pray. It is in time of crisis that God sponsored his work. Hallelujah. It was in the crisis of Paul that provision came. Lord, during this crisis of the lockdown, may every provision that is meant to carry your vision in our hands, may they come into fruition, may they come into existence. We command that this lockdown will move the gospel faster, will move the vision of your grace and mercy in our life, will move our destinies faster, quicker. We command the state coffers, the state resources, we command the central bank and all the banks in the name of Jesus to release their resources in the name of Jesus. We command resources to come into our hands through every provision that we have made, through all the channels that we have opened up already, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Everything that must move the gospel faster, better, letters of backing, letters of authorization, letters of power, letters of supremacy, every letter that will back up, may those letters come from the state, federal government, national, international, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. It's done. Provision for the vision. Thank you, Father. We receive that. We walk in that. Testimonies will be the next, because the Lord has done this very one again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The good Lord bless you. To come your way again in this series, God's provision for his vision. The Lord bless you. Amen.